We've heard a lot about the Chibok girls, more than 270 students kidnapped from their school in Chibok, northern Nigeria, by the extremist group Boko Haram. Their abduction in 2014 got massive attention from the Western media, for better or for worse. Most of the Chibok girls are still missing. A handful have been freed and, as we've reported, struggle to deal with the notoriety. And then there are those who escaped right after their abduction. That's the case with three girls named Mary, Glory, and Lottie. They jumped off a truck that night, fled into the forest, and managed to return home to their families. Brenna Daldorf met up with Mary, Glory, and Lottie to find out what's happened to them in the past 3 years.
In the weeks following the attack, Mary felt empty. She was at home with her family, but she had witnessed her friends being kidnapped. Boko Haram still threatened the region, and she couldn't go back to school. Then something unexpected happened. The president of the American University of Nigeria was so moved by the girl's story, she decided to offer them a scholarship. Mary desperately wanted to go to school, but her grandfather said no. He was scared.
Everybody say that if you allow your children to go back to school, these people will kidnap them again.
Mary's grandfather had almost lost her once. He didn't think an education was worth losing her again. But her mother couldn't stop thinking about the offer. When she was Mary's age, she had wanted to go to school. Instead, she was married off at age 14. She didn't want that for her daughter.
And one day my mom said, allow this girl to go to school. I said, oh my God, I will go back to school. I was so happy.
In Lottie's house, things played out differently. Her father wanted her to go, but Lottie was traumatized by the attack, and she felt betrayed by her dad. One day she screamed at him, did you like what happened to me?
And my dad told me, no, I won't like anything to hurt you. You go to school, because if you are educated, you can help the community and change this thing that is happening, so you must go to school.
In the end, though, it was Lottie's friends who persuaded her to go. As for Glory, she was the only child in her family to get an education. And when the school in Chibok closed after the attack, her parents didn't have the money to send her anywhere else. So when the American University, or AUN, offered the full scholarship, she jumped at the opportunity. The first group of girls from Chibok arrived on the AUN campus in Yola on August 30th, 2014. But it was kept secret. So secret that even the assistant dean of student affairs, Reg Braggs, didn't know about it. That night, he got a call to come to the library. When he got there, he saw a group of university VIPs.
And I'm wondering, what are all these people doing here? And then that's when they told me what was going on. And I was like, wow.
Reg is American, by the way.
And then it got even more interesting when they were saying they wanted me to kind of organize this.
The girls were high school students. They weren't ready for university. They needed a special curriculum that Reg would have to develop.
There was no playbook to pull off the shelf and say, this is how you put together a program for students who just got away from a terrorist organization.
For the 24 Chibok girls, just adjusting to their new surroundings was a struggle. Chibok is a small village. They had never been to a big city like Yola. Mary says when she walked onto the AUN campus, with its sculpted lawns and gardens, state-of-the-art buildings, and air conditioning, she was overwhelmed. She thought,
oh my God, this is not Nigeria. Maybe it's another country.
But her dad gave her a pep talk.
And I start crying. My dad said, no, you can make it. You say you want to go to school, right? You can do it.
It was a huge adjustment. Most of the girls spoke Hausa at home. Here, everyone spoke English. The food was different. The clothes were different. Glory says even the water they drank was a different color. Then there was school itself. The one the girls attended in Chibok wasn't so good. Glory says the teachers often didn't even show up, and the students would just sit in class, sewing and braiding each other's hair.
We don't know how to read. We don't know how to concentrate on our books. We don't used to do assignments.
At AUN, school is serious business. Even activities like talent shows and debate nights are meant to help the girls to develop public speaking and critical thinking skills. It's been 2.5 years since the girls first came to AUN. 6 have graduated and started university. 18 are still working their way through high school classes, including Mary, Glory, and Lottie. They're 17 now. They know they have an incredible opportunity and they aren't about to waste it. Sometimes Mary thinks about the girls who didn't get away. She tries to imagine what life is like for her former roommate and the girls she once sat in class with.
Some become a mother in age of maybe 15, 16, 17.
She prays they'll get an opportunity like she did. and some of them might. Last October, Boko Haram released 21 of the captive schoolgirls. Laddie remembers turning on the TV that day.
All of us are shouting, jumping, very excited. Everybody is happy.
Those girls are still in the custody of the Nigerian military. There are concerns that they may have been brainwashed by their captors and could pose a security threat. But if they do pass security clearance, Reg says there's a place for them at AUN's school.
The students that we have here in our program now, they know all of 21 of them. They know them personally. That's her. I know her. Oh, yeah. There she lives in my village. So this is really the best place for them to come, not to go to some obscure location where they may be scrutinized and, you know, you really have to be very sensitive to that type of thing.
After getting through the trauma themselves, the girls at AUN are full of advice. First off, Glory says, don't think about the past.
You should just start another new life fresh. If they are having difficulties, they should feel free to ask any of us. We are free to help them because we too, we did the same thing.
When Mary, Letty, and Glory go back to their village now, they're respected. People ask them for advice. Letty and Glory want to be doctors. Mary wants to be a lawyer. All of them want to make life better for people in Chibok. The key is education, says Mary.
When I go back to my community, I can encourage them the way people encourage me. I know one day our side will be fine and this Boko Haram issue will be over.
The name Boko Haram means Western education is forbidden. So it's a terrible irony that the attack on Chibok led to unimaginable opportunities for some of its survivors. It also turned these girls into passionate advocates for the value of education. As Glory says,
today we are in school. Tomorrow we are going to be better to change everything that is happening in our community.
For the world, Brenna Daldorf, Yola, Nigeria.